So what if you don't have an MBA? How do you spell out the letters of your education on your resume? I'm Jody Phillips. So you're writing your resume, and when you get to the part about education, you hit a wall. Why? Well, maybe you never went to college, or maybe you never completed that degree, and you want to know what to do. I mean, how do you vie for positions that require what you don't seem to have? My friend Risa, who's a brilliant editor, hasn't finished her BA. I mean, she was competing for this editorial job, and BA in progress was how she characterized her post-secondary education on her resume. Why did she do that? This is so clever. Because when the search engines went digging around through their submissions, they spied the keywords BA and screened her in. Here's another option. Leave education off. Just dump it. What does that do? Well, if recruiters like everything else they see, they'll give you a call. That gives you a chance to pitch why you feel you're the best person to give them the best work. If you do decide to leave it in, put education at the very end of your resume, because you want to draw attention away from what a recruiter could use to screen you out. Minimize. Risa had a great idea when she wrote BA in progress. You can do it too. And you can tell them what courses you're taking that are related to their job or industry, or that you're willing to tailor whatever courses you're taking to suit them. And by the way, Risa did get that job. Feel better? I'm Jody Phillips.